This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Earlier this week, Colorado passed a grim milestone in the pandemic as it surpassed 10,000 deaths from COVID-19. Megan Worthman is the staff chaplain at UC Health. She says her work used to be 80% family and patient support and 20% staff support. Now, after nearly 2 years of losses to COVID-19, that split is more like 50-50.
The people that I'm working with, the people who have stuck it out this long, are really fried. Or they're brand new and seeing all this horror for the first time.
Worthman says getting vaccinated is the best thing Coloradans can do to help their communities. Breckenridge ski patrollers have agreed on a union contract with Vail Resorts. The union's bargaining committee told the Summit Daily that negotiations went smoothly, something workers did not expect to happen. The contract includes higher wages for all patrollers, access to employee housing, and guaranteed parking. Breckenridge ski patrollers voted to unionize in May. One of the highest elevation tourist trains in the country is running this holiday season for the first time. The Leadville Railroad usually operates during the summer, but is currently running twice daily through mid-January. Kirsten Ayers works at the railroad and says her train helps carry on a tradition in this small mountain town.
The amazing thing about Leadville is we've always had railroads in our history. We, at one point, had three different railroads vying to get to Leadville.
The Leadville Railroad's two-hour rides take passengers through the mountains in heated cars with tracks that reach nearly 11,000 feet above sea level. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.